The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Tuesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
South of the border, down Mexico way, that's where I fell in love when the stars above came out to play. And now as I wander, my thoughts ever stray south of the border, down Mexico way.
Francis Albert on Cinco de Mayo. Happy Cinco de Mayo, 6 minutes after 8 o'clock with Joe Piscopo on the radio. Great to have you with us. Frankie Fibros is here. Albert is here. Debbie is here. Mike Gallagher is joining us this hour. Steve Sweeney is a man I have immense respect for, a great guy. He is the head of the Senate in the great state of New Jersey. As you listen around the country, this is one of the most popular politicians in the great state of New Jersey. He's a Democrat, even though as a conservative, you know, I don't even know what I am anymore. You know, libertarian. What am I? You don't know. All I know is I'm a patriot. Is that okay to say patriot? Steve Sweeney's a great guy, iron worker, tough guy, big guy. And I said, I hope he doesn't mind me telling this story. I've told it before. So cut to me about a couple of years ago. They were my buddy Manny Alfano, who does so many great things for the Italian-American community throughout the state of New Jersey. They were going to honor me down there at the State House, you know, down there in Trenton. So I went down there, and it's my home state, man. It's Jersey, right? And even though I don't get asked to be in the Best of New Jersey right now, I'm not asked to do any specials.
No. Or, we have a special. Not, yeah. We have Bon Jovi. I am the non-essential
Jersey celebrity. That's what I am. Non-essential, right. You know. So, correct. Matter of fact, when people show up at my house and they tour in the bus outside of my driveway, I see there's a tour bus.
You're getting your hazmat mask. Hey! Everybody,
you may not recognize him, but he's the non-essential Jersey celebrity.
Hey,
you know,
he eats Pop-Tarts. Wow,
chokes on Pop-Tarts. So, how did Joe die? He's eating a Fruit Loop Pop-Tart.
Can
he passed away.
In the coffin. There's what was that Pop-Tart you were eating yesterday? What flavor? Cupcake.
That was actually cupcake.
Cupcake Pop-Tart. It's great. It's the box and the wrapper and like crumbs on the suit. It's perfect.
With that Kevlar wrapping.
Here's
that
the
they
problem,
have.
Though. You can't. I know this is a terrible joke, and people are going to get offended, and I don't care. But you can't die right now, Joe. Here's why. Nobody's going to show up at your funeral. You got 10 people. That's it.
Yeah. I'm doing a virtual funeral anyway. I'm going to go online. Joe Piscopo really is dead.com. And then you just go and you go.
That's when you get the phone call. Can you do this celebrity appearance? Yeah, can you do a video?
No, somebody asked me to do a charity on the way to my funeral, Frankie. Right, I'm about to be dead. Could Joe's body stop by? Right. Could we stop by and take a viewing? Can we have a viewing? We're gonna raise money for charity. I want to do a video. Can we do a video on Facebook with Joe's body just to raise some money?
That's good.
I mean, honestly, Joey Benefit dies, still doing benefits while he's dead. So, but I love the state, even though you know, politics aside. So I go down there, and we had a great time, and they take me down to the assembly with Leader Bramnick took me down there, John Bramnick, great guy, and he took me down. I met the Democrats and the Republicans down there. It was great, and they honored me. And then I went into the Senate down there. It was very humbling for me in the state of New Jersey, state Senate, you know. And I go in there, and then Steve Sweeney is the Senate president, and he introduces me. Well, they applaud. They break into applause. It was so great. And I said, thank you. You know, we may disagree, but thanks for your service and everything. And President Sweeney comes off. He's on a real high perch in the Senate down there in Jersey. He's very, very regal, you know. But he came down off of his seat is as president of the Senate. He came down there to give me a hug. And I was so cool, you know, back then when we could hug each other. So I hugged him, but I hope he doesn't mind. Frankie knows the story. I said to President Sweeney, I said, hey, man, what happened? You're supposed to be the governor. And he says, things happen, you know. And he has a great sense of humor. But he is really a common sense politician. And a lot of us, even those of us who aren't Democrats anymore, you know, thought Steve Sweeney should be the governor, you know, if there's nobody running again. I mean, this is the guy. And he's a good guy. So he's kind enough to join us this morning. And we're going to talk to him how New Jersey is dealing with this pandemic.
You know what?
An all-around good guy. And he has a lot of supporters on both sides of the aisle.
He is the guy because he's the one before this whole thing happened. Now, obviously, with finances being the way they are in the state, who knows how this is going to shake out. But he's the one who got the teachers union and the New Jersey government to come together to go ahead to start fixing the pension. And they can't stand the guy. They spent all that money, the teachers union, to get him out. And here he has orchestrated the revival of all of this to get things moving. You have to give him credit for that.
It was courageous as a Democrat to do that. And again, the union heads went after, and he's a union guy. He is Mr. Union guy. And they went after him because there is a pension and welfare problem in New Jersey. And frankly, you know, we didn't touch on this. We should. When Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats want another quote unquote recovery package, you watch New York and New Jersey and Michigan, these states with this devastating debt because of pension and welfare, rather than creating revenue, rather than creating job opportunities and cut spending to really truly non-essential workers, what they're going to do is they're going to take some of this pandemic money and they want to use it to cover the budget. So something to talk about. But anyway, a good chat we will have with Steve Sweeney. I look forward to that. Mr. Mike Gallagher as well. I'm so excited. Ian Smith, this guy's so cool, Dr. Ian Smith. And he is in supreme shape, but he's a best-selling author. He's a television personality. You see him on Rachel Ray all the time. And he's a physician. So any question that you have, Dr. Smith is here with us. Eric Mitchell as well, political commentator, Marine veteran, and Rod Gilbert. And you always, right here on AM 970, The Answer with Joe and Frank and Al. And 12 minutes after 8 o'clock, and your phone calls are always welcome at 877-970-2999. The president is going to Arizona today. That is a good sign that he's going there. He's getting out and about. He's hitting the road. He heads to Arizona today for one of the only trips he's made outside the White House in weeks due to the ongoing coronavirus pandemic. He's set to visit a Phoenix Honeywell aerospace plant that has expanded production to make N95 masks for first responders. So it's great that he's out there on the road again, because it's time that we get back. And for goodness sake, New Jersey schools, as you heard Al say earlier, are to stay closed. Could they have opened for graduation? Better safe than sorry, but I'm so confused because kids aren't getting affected. Kids are not, but thank God they're not really. There are some children that have been affected by this pandemic, but they couldn't do graduation for the class of 2020. I'm just asking.
See, there's a couple of different schools of thought here. So how do you do a graduation that continues that social distancing and makes all parents happy? Well, you're not going to make all parents happy, right? Because some of them are going to want the full thing, and some of them are going to be like, no, you know what? I don't want to risk sending my kid. One guy that I read, he made a suggestion. You have all the kids, you know, you have to do it on a football field. You have to do it in a big area of the school. You can't do it in the auditorium, right? So you separate all these kids 6 feet apart, depending on the size of class. Then you have to limit it. Usually it's 4 tickets. Well, now you got to limit it to 2. With parents. So parents are going to be upset about that. Well, Grandma so-and-so and Aunt Joan want to come, and Uncle Bill and this one and that. So now you have to start cutting all these things down. I think these kids deserve a graduation, but how do you do it in the most effective way that continues this social distancing thing? You can't have all these people crammed in one spot. It's just not going to work.
Yeah. Well, you worry about the teachers, and as President Trump said, you worry about the teachers in the 60s, you know, so it is dangerous. So probably better safe than sorry. And by the way, it's time to get back, but you know what? I don't mind. Like, what do we do Mother's Day? Frankie Five Boroughs. Do you show up?
Well,
do you take the chance and show up and see mom? I don't know what to do.
I mean, in my case, you know, I'm hoping for nice weather, and then I'll go and visit my mom in her backyard, and we can sit out there and have a socially distant visit. Maybe I'll bring over some of that Michaels of Brooklyn stuff that they're selling special for Mother's Day, but it's very interesting.
Yeah.
You know, for instance,
good
my
idea.
Sister-in-law is living with us right now because she's commuting to Brooklyn for her job.
How's that working? Good.
And she wants
to go to her mother's
for Sunday and visit her mother for Mother's Day, and then come back to our house.
No.
But my wife's very opposed to this, but I think that's what she may end up doing. So I think there's a lot of people that are going to be violating a lot of these social distancing protocols.
Wait a second. So are you going to let your sister-in-law come back into the house?
I'll let that be a Rachel decision.
Hey, very good. But you're worried about people getting around with the, catching the virus something, right?
Well, yeah, I'm concerned, for my mother-in-law because she's in an age group that's at risk.
So if
my sister-in-law picks up the virus and then infects my mother-in-law, then that's, potentially hazardous. I'm less concerned for us getting infected because I'm relatively certain that we'll be able to survive.
He'll blow a couple of cigars out, it'll be fine. Very smoky. Well,
hey, guys, it's quarter after 8 o'clock with Frank and Alan, Joe, and Debbie's coming up. This is hysterical. I'm sorry. Funny is funny. I have no hate. I really don't have any hate in my heart. But I got to tell you, when it's funny, no, I know. Al makes up for all the hate that he in his
You're
heart.
You're welcome. What a memoir this
Al
is going
to makes
be.
Up for all the I hate that anyone. We don't have. That Frank and Alan, that Frank and Debbie and I don't have, Al makes up for. Listen, this is so funny. There's a picture of Hillary Clinton on the phone, and it says somebody just sent it out on Twitter. It says, fear of corona is declining. Release the killer hornets. I had to retweet it, man. That's hysterical. Hillary, killer hornets. What are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
I sent you something via
sci-fi.
Text.
We're living in the Twilight Zone now, man. Are you kidding me?
I sent you a picture via text. You should look at what I sent you. It related to the killer hornets. You'll find it very funny.
Is it inappropriate?
No, it's not inappropriate.
You can't tease it, like that.
Well, I want you to look at it because I want your reaction. Yeah. So take a look at it. See?
You should treat it as it's very
that's
funny.
That's a good one, right? No, but, you can.
April, maybe May will be okay. We're thinking in regards to the virus. Then Al's got a picture of a gigantic, a monster hornet outside the window saying, May. We can't win. Oh, by the way, Frank, let's do this. Can we do like a fun promo where I'll do Rod Serling? You can't make this up. We thought it was great. Now the killer hornets are coming. We're living in the Twilight Zone, for God's sake. But so help me, God. We're going to get through it. When we talk to Don Mann, the former SEAL, man, I got to tell you something. SEAL Team 6, what they went through, oh, man, it's like what we're going through is child's play. I'm sorry, Albert. What are you saying?
Hornet has been here since December. It was first discovered. It's not something new. Like that's see here's
but the
problem
Chinese didn't tell us about what? It. They knew
but again,
about
we're
it.
Talking about this is what amazes me of people that are
is
that
it
are
a
flabbergasted.
Chinese hornet?
No, but that people are flabbergasted that China hasn't told the
so
truth
hard.
About
you
a lot of
not
things.
Not know I hit you.
No, but how, buzzy, why are you buzzy. Surprised? That China hasn't told us the truth about things. It's a communist nation. The one doctor who blew the whistle, they suppressed him.
I apologize.
They told him not to talk.
Suppressed
him.
They whacked him. They whacked him. Are you kidding me?
Again, why are people surprised by this? This is a totalitarian regime that doesn't want information to get out there. I'm not shocked about this at all.
What about the hornets?
About any of it, about Wuhan
so
and
the
how far
the
virus
hornets,
and
the
hornet
the
supplies
hornets,
and all this other stuff. This is not a surprise. It shouldn't be to anybody.
But I apologize.
Who
if
do you know that goes
to
China, Joe, and goes, wow, a great country. Boy, those people are fantastic.
What I hear that a lot.
Oh,
I really
beer?
Do hear that a lot.
I mean, forget it. I do. Yeah, no.
I hear that a lot. No, I do. The matter of fact, I hear that it's just a wonderful people, the Chinese are. And they really are. And unfortunately, they're imprisoned by Xi. This is the Communist Party.
It's
not the Chinese
report,
people.
Some news network, CBS, they have a reporter in Beijing. They did a report. They immediately about the Tiananmen Square. They were immediately accosted, told to shut off their cameras or whatever. Come on, stop. This is not. We're treating this with kid gloves here. The president has done the right thing so far with China, even before all of this. And you know what? I think this is a retaliation by the Chinese to say, "Oh, we can't get our economy straight. We lend you all this money. Well, here we're going to do this next, or we're going to suppress this information or that." And that I think is exactly what is going on here. We need to have manufacturing. Back here in this country, China is not happy about that.
No, you're right, I honestly think it was intentionally released, but not when it got out of the virus by accident. Was it man-made? It was woman-made. Actually, it wasn't man-made. It was woman-made in a Wuhan virology lab. I'm convinced of that. And then they just let it go because they said, "Wow, now this is our chance." It's war. We are at war. Forgive me. If you disagree, you're welcome to call 877-970-2999 on the radio. Steve Sweeney's going to join. join us. I see the phone calls there. We'll go there ASAP. Right now, it's 20 after 8. That means Debbie Duhaime is on the roads and looking out for you on AM970TheAnswer.com.
Hey, good morning, Joe. Good morning, Frank and Al. Good morning, everybody. Let's go to 17 eastbound, guys, getting Delta exit 130 into Monroe and Harriman. Watch out for some road work there going on till 4 o'clock this afternoon. Watch out for some slowdowns on the Bronx River Parkway northbound, getting up toward the Sprain. That's that ongoing construction project as well. Westbound Bruckner slowing down into the merge with the Deegan. Eastbound BQE, that's going to be pretty stop and go as you get up and out toward the Brooklyn Bridge. Pretty solid there. LIE westbound still slowing down through Woodhaven Boulevard. Some earlier problems there cleared. Now, it's an ongoing accident investigation here on Union Boulevard in East Islip, getting out toward Carlton Avenue. That intersection is completely closed, so definitely steer clear of that. And taking it over to the Garden State Parkway South as you get down toward the area of the Driscoll Bridge, a stalled vehicle cleared. Sunny today, high of 63. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
You know, spring cleaning doesn't just mean the deep clean you do around the house once a year. You may want to do some tidying up for your business's digital marketing, and Salem Surround can help. We give you all the right tools to surround your target audience and turn website visitors into website leads. Contact Salem Surround for a free evaluation of your digital presence and learn how to get your advertising message in front of today's consumers. Learn more at surroundnewyork.com. SurroundNewYork.com, connecting you with new customers.
This is Dennis Prager and my friends. They're at it again. The left is doing its best to silence ideas it doesn't like. Hollywood does not want you to see my film, No Safe Spaces, which is why you won't see it on Netflix or Amazon Prime. But now you can watch No Safe Spaces for a limited time at NoSafeSpaces.com. It's time to fight back and protect freedom in America. See No Safe Spaces. It is a great film starring me and Adam Carolla. Go to NoSafeSpaces.com.
Take AM 970 The Answer anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or Radio.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio telling you about Michaels of Brooklyn. Michaels of Brooklyn. We love Michaels of Brooklyn. We love, you can stop by when we're up and we're at them. You gotta go to Michaels. The legacy there, the heritage of the cuisine there is second to none. They make the best sauce, the fresh tomato and basil, marinara, puttanesca, arrabbiata. Right? They make it right there on Avenue R in Ostrand in Brooklyn, New York. And now, Michaels has the perfect Mother's Day gift for mom. This Mother's Day, treat your mom to a menu that you can't beat. They're serving fried baby artichoke appetizers, baked ziti for the main course. Put your order in now. Call Fred, and Michael's a Brooklyn family. Johnny and Chris, Johnny is there, and Michael, Marianne is there as well. You could call at 718-998-7851 to hear about the whole menu. Now, what a great way to treat mom is to place your order at Michael's of Brooklyn, take it home to mom. Come on, this is beautiful. Mom deserves the best for Mother's Day, so treat her to the best. Treat her to Michael's of Brooklyn, 718-998-7851. Michael's of Brooklyn, serving the most authentic tastes of Italy since 1964.
Dennis Prager, coming up at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
Hey, it's Joe on the radio, 823. Steve Sweeney's a great guy. He's a good man. He's the president of the New Jersey State Senate, and he's kind enough to join us live on the radio. Steve, Mr. President, welcome to the show, man. Great to have you with us always.
Thanks for having me, Joe. Everyone safe?
Everybody, by your grace of God, everything's good. Mom's doing good. The kids are good. How you doing down there, Steve? Everything good on your side?
Yeah, down this part of the state, Joe, it's been a it's nowhere near what it's been in the rest of the state. It's, we're much spread out more down here, as you know.
Yeah, it's so true. But as it stands, conditions in New Jersey overall with the disease, we're improving, hopefully. Are we, Mr. President?
Yeah, the numbers are very, very promising. And, Joe, what I've been saying now is we need to start opening up some businesses carefully, social distancing, follow all the CDC guidelines, but we need to start where we can put people back to work.
Yes, true. Do you agree with the decision by Governor Murphy yesterday to close schools for the year, Steve?
Yeah, we actually asked for that a month ago to give educators, you know, let them know where they were going. Look, yeah. I think the governor's done a very good job of bending this curve, and I appreciate the job that he's done. But we have to focus on the economy too, Joe. It's you know, we were thrilled. You know, we were asking him to open up the parks and the golf courses.
Yeah.
And he did that, and I think New Jersey showed that the vast majority understand the importance of social distancing and doing things the right way, and that should lead to more opportunities.
Well, as of now, are you confident that the governor has a responsible plan for reopening, Steve Sweeney? And if so, when do you think that'll happen, for crying out loud? Because we are getting restless. My brother, Steve Sweeney, we are getting restless, and I know you know that.
Oh, Joe, I think we should be opening up businesses now. Look, in waves, not flip a switch, because we're not there.
Yeah.
But we should be looking at other industries. Look, our hospitals are suffering. They're furloughing nurses and doctors. As they're dealing with this COVID, you know, problem, elective surgeries, let them come back. Let the surgical centers come back. The rest of construction, car dealers, Joe, you know, car dealerships, they allow you go to a car dealer to get your car serviced, but you can't buy a car. You know, we can keep social distance. It's a big parking lot, you know, so let's open up some businesses that we can, you know, the small boutique shops, Joe, that sell, you know, kids' clothes. You know, you can go to Walmart because they or Target, they got grocery stores, so they get to sell everything. The boutique stores, they're shut down. So I'm just saying, not like a lot of states is just flip the switch and open everything up. But let's take the low hanging fruit, follow the CDC guidelines, and measure, and just continue to measure as we go forward.
Yeah. You know, Steve Sweeney's president of the New Jersey State Senate, one of the most popular politicians. I know that's like a dichotomy there to say popular politician, but Steve Sweeney is that. No, I'm telling you, man, you know, like that. So I mean, you, along with a number of other legislators, Steve, have proposed a program of job sharing furloughs. How would that work?
Yeah. Well, Joe, it works like the CARES Act allows for businesses to furlough their employees, and the federal government covers the cost plus an extra $600. We just read the act, and New Jersey could qualify for that. And what we're looking at, Joe, with the furlough bill, is that we would be up to local governments, but you could furlough up to 100,000 workers. They would make what they're making, if not honestly a little bit more, because the CARES Act is so generous.
Yeah.
They keep their pension, they keep their health care, but the state of New Jersey could save up to $750 million if we furloughed 100,000 workers. And, you know, we need tools to give governments opportunities to save dollars where they can, because things are tough right now, Joe, and they're going to be tough. You know, the governor's talking about bar, and we're like, well, you got to tell us what you're talking about first. We need a clear picture. So the furlough bill is a tool that could save a whole lot of money for a lot of governments without hurting workers. Private sector's doing it. Why shouldn't government do it?
That's brilliant. Has the government commented on this plan, Mr. Sweeney?
Well, he says he's open to it, and he'll have a chance to find out pretty soon, because we're going to pass it on the 14th of May.
Whoa.
And hopefully the governor gets on board and signs it right away. Because, you know, Joe, I'm not talking about furloughing federally funded workers. I'm talking about local governments like Toms River right now in New Jersey is furloughing workers. Well, do it this way, and there's more savings to be had.
Yeah, that's a brilliant concept. Really, I mean, you know, Don Guardian down there is working with Tom's former mayor of Atlantic City.
Yeah.
Hey, Steve, I can ask you a question, man. This is representing, it must be millions of New Jerseyans. We can't get through on the computers, and New York too.
Yeah.
Does Governor Cuomo and Governor Murphy, are they aware that the computers do not work in their state? That when you go to an unemployment claim, you have to wait for 2-3 hours? Is there something that could be done with that? First, let me just go with the first question, Steve, if I may, Mr. President. Are the governors aware of this? They don't even mention it at the press conferences.
Well, you know, they're aware of it. The biggest problem, you know, Joe, if you're one of the people that's waiting for unemployment and you're told that you're not going to get a hearing until late June or August,
right, exactly.
You know, you're going to lose your mind. My exactly. offices are bombarded with people calling in desperation to get this, to get these funds. And Joe, no, it appears that what I've been saying all along, we don't invest in government. All we've been doing is funding our pension systems and government itself. Like the infrastructure, we have a 40-year-old system for unemployment. You know, it's 40 years old. It's time to get updated. You know, we need all hands on deck. You know, this system keeps crashing. And that adds to the concerns for all the work, you know, for all the people that are trying to get unemployment. You know, Joe, I collected unemployment as a young guy, as an iron worker. You know, you know, you don't have a whole lot of cash hanging around.
That's right.
And you want to feed your family, you want to take care of your kids. You know, it's like this, we got to do better. Yeah, the governors are aware. And we have to do a much better job because we saw this coming. We saw that. I told the commissioner of labor when this was starting, I said, you know, we're going to have to sign everybody possibly can to do unemployment claims because unlike Sandy, that hit portions of the state, Joe, this hit the entire state, you know, in a way that we've never seen before. You know, you got to see Atlantic City. There's lines, miles long lines of people waiting for food. You know, it's scary times.
You know, Steve, I appreciate your heart and your soul, man. I got to tell you something because that makes us crazy. Atlantic City, it took so long to get the city back. Now, right before all this mess, it started to come back. Now you're telling me there's food lines in Atlantic City. Is the governor doing anything to help that out?
Well, you know, hopefully as we get opened up again, the governor is going to put focus on areas that are really hit hard. The state itself is hit hard. But, Joe, my point is where we can start putting people back to work, we really need to do it now because we're not going to recover. We're not going to recover if we don't. And
in
Atlantic City, Joe, we finally got it back moving.
I know,
it's going to take years to get it back.
I know. Hey, you know what, Steve? This you're so on the money because the governors go, and I don't want to criticize. It's not good to criticize now because we're all in this together.
No.
But I'm so sick of hearing about you don't be knuckleheads. Okay, got it. I understand because I know Governor Christie. You know when he told everybody just stay off the beach. But and Governor Cuomo, they're telling us, they're lecturing us. There are people that just aren't getting through on the computers. Number one. Now you're telling me there's food lines in Atlantic City, New Jersey. And the people like from in the nursing homes in New York being the bodies being piled up. These are things that are just plain not being addressed in these press conferences, you know. Hey, but Steve, before we let you go, too, I want to ask you, because you and I sat down and just if you're listening, we're talking to Steve Sweeney, president of the New Jersey State Senate. I'm a big proponent, as Steve Sweeney is, to bring manufacturing back, to bring jobs back to the state, to create revenue in the great state of New Jersey, because it's just they're running for the hills. By the thousands, people leave every month. Had a great talk with it was Bob Hugin, the guy who ran for Senate, you remember. And then I need Robert Auth in the Assembly. And, you know, I keep touch with John Bramnick, Leader Bramnick down there. We got to bring generic drug production back to New Jersey, man. Get it out of China, Steve Sweeney. You're the kind of guy that could start spearhead that. And I know you'll be there for us when we call you because I want that impetus to happen. Go to the stressed areas. Go to Vineland. You know, we'll come down your neck of the woods in South Jersey. Go to Patterson, New Jersey, you know, with Mayor Saya there, and build generic drug production so we're not so this is a great idea to create revenue for the great state, yes?
Oh, absolutely, Joe. You know, one thing what we found out through this crisis is we don't manufacture anything like we used to.
Yes,
you know,
right.
We won World War II because we out-manufactured. We need to bring essential things back to this country so that we're never in this situation again. You know, the hospitals have to beg and tell doctors to wear masks for a week and, you know, our frontline workers. And that's what happened with our nursing homes, Joe. We didn't provide enough equipment. We don't fund them properly. New Jersey has a horrible Medicaid reimbursement rate, one of the worst in the country. So, listen, bringing manufacturing of our drugs, our PPEs back to this country, why are we depending on China?
That's
you saw what they did to us.
That's right. And Jersey's a perfect place. Hey, will we be able to visit the Jersey Shore this summer, Mr. President? We got to go down the shore, man, right?
Joe, I think so. I know Wildwood and Cape May and Atlantic counties are putting plans together to open up. And again, responsibly, following the CDC rules. And, you know, I think most New Jerseyans, like New Yorkers and everyone else, hey, this isolation has been rough, but we know we don't want to go backwards. So give us some freedoms back, and we won't violate them. I really believe the vast majority of the people of our states feel that way, and we'll be respectful and responsible so we don't make it worse.
Yeah, you're right on the mind. Steve, thanks for your service, man. Thanks for always being at the forefront and helping New Jersey citizens. You're a real fighter down there, Steve Sweeney. We appreciate it very much, my friend. Hopefully I'll see you out there sooner than later, man. Are you getting a hang? You can't hang out. I like to say to you, hey, I'll see you down there. We'll go down to where the last time I saw you was down. We did an event down by Atlantic City down there. But you think you will get to the governor and you will tell him, look, it's time that we do a slow rollout. Being very careful, I'm telling you, being very careful. Do you think the governor, before we let you go, Mr. President, the governor will listen to you in that regard, sir?
He listened. He's been good. Just so you know, we asked him for the parks and the golf courses. It was a big measurement for him. Big measurement for him, and he was satisfied from what he said, the way people responded. So I actually trust our people, Joe, that no one wants to go backwards and no one wants to make people sick. Not these angry mobs that are yelling and hollering. Everyday people that, you know, we want our rights back. We want to be able to start living again. So let's be smart about it. Let's keep our distances and everything else. But the new norm is the new norm, and let's move on.
Yeah, right. Steve Sweeney, thank you. Hey, Steve, great to talk to you, my friend. God bless you, brother.
You too,
and
Jeff.
We will see you sooner than later. No, thank you. Thanks for your service. Steve Sweeney, president of the Senate in the great state of New Jersey. 8:37 right now with Joe on the radio. Mike Gallagher is going to join us. I see those phones, 877-970-2999. Balance of Nature phone line. Big Al standing by with the headline news right now, right here on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
47 degrees at 8:37. I'm Al Catullo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Cops have arrested a man for allegedly attacking an upstate New York nurse over the weekend who came to Manhattan to help on the front lines of the coronavirus pandemic. Cops cuffed 35-year-old Jason Roberts on Monday night. The nurse says Roberts followed her into her Hamilton Heights apartment Friday night. He allegedly punched her in the face, tried to rip off her clothes, but the nurse was able to fight Roberts off. He ran away with her cell phone. She had some bruises, but refused medical attention. A team of students from Indian Hills High School is competing to change the minds of those teenagers who still haven't gotten the message to use their seatbelts. About 70 New Jersey school groups are taking part in the You Got Brains Champion Schools program. Even with coronavirus social distancing, the teams are meeting via Zoom to put the finishing touches on their media campaigns, which are due May 20th. The grand prize is $10,000. In sports, the NFL won't be leaving the country for games in 2020. The league has canceled its international series this season. Will instead play those games in the United States. Four games were planned for London and another in Mexico City. The international series, the NFL says, will return next year. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Good morning, Al. Let's go to the Garden State Parkway northbound, getting up past 132. It's a disabled vehicle in the way. 78 East Express Lanes by the Garden State Parkway, ongoing construction. 46 eastbound, getting out toward International Drive in Mount Olive. It's a crash over there as well. Let's see what's happening eastbound BQE. You're still seeing some volume eastbound BQE getting up toward the Brooklyn Bridge. Some stop-and-go traffic on the westbound Bruckner getting into that merge with the Deegan. So that's kind of busy there getting down toward the RFK Bridge. It's still pretty solid on the Harlem River Drive southbound. That's going to be stop-and-go through the 130s. LIE westbound slowing down right through Woodhaven Boulevard. That accident investigation cleared on Union Boulevard at Carlton Avenue over an east islip. Tappan Zee Bridge has some ongoing construction. 17 eastbound getting down through Monroe. Ongoing road work there. Sunny today. High of 63. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo. AM 970, The Answer.
State Farm is announcing the Good Neighbor Relief Program.
We're returning $2 billion to our auto policyholders through May 31st.
Because now, more than ever, being a good neighbor means everything. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Recorded. Hey, it's Joe Biscopo on the radio. Hi, 839 right now on AM 970 The Answer. It's the radio. Hey, can I tell you about Balance of Nature? I have in my hand my Balance of Nature. I'm going to take my fruits right now. See, I take these capsules out. Look at these things. You can't see it because it's radio. I'm holding it up to the microphone. Like, look, can you see? I'll tell you what, Balance of Nature, vegetarian. It's a vegetarian capsule. Simple as that. If you take a vitamin, I was always a vitamin guy, and you take a vitamin, my tummy would get so upset. Am I right? Ugh. And then you smell the vitamin and go, wow, this is nasty. No. Balance of Nature is that as healthy as it gets. And now when you call 800-246-8751 and you say, oh, I heard you on the Piscopo show and I want to know about Balance of Nature, you'll be able to talk to your own health coach at no additional charge because the Howards, who came up with the concept of Balance of Nature, want you to live a healthy life. I do too. You can call your personal health coach and discuss any questions and concerns you may have. This is a tremendous service from the Howard family to your family. Plus, they offer free shipping on Balance of Nature and 35% off on any new preferred order. Come on, this is great. Now, the best defense against any virus is your own strong immune system. I'm not making a clinical claim here. I just know how Balance of Nature works for me. I got to tell you something. I don't want to jinx it. I by the grace of God, I feel so strong now. I will not stop taking Balance of Nature. I want to build my immune system, and I never eat enough fruits and vegetables. I just plain don't, and I should. And if you don't, and you should, you got to take Balance of Nature. 800-246-8751, just like that. 800-246-8751, or go please to balanceofnature.com. Just remember that discount code, The Answer.
The coronavirus pandemic has caused a lot of chaos lately, but something good that's come from it all is that Americans are waking up to the fact that we make too many things overseas and are reliant on China and other nations for the products that we need most. Enough is enough. Authentically American is a veteran-owned, patriotic, made-in-USA apparel company. They produce the highest quality apparel you can find, and it's all American-made. While other companies are waiting for their supplies to come in from Asia, Authentically American is still going strong, putting our neighbors to work every day. They also give 10% of every purchase to charities that support our veterans and their families. Use code AM970 to get 10% off your entire purchase. Don't spend one more dime on products made overseas. If every American spent an extra $3.33 on U.S.-made goods, it would create almost 10,000 new jobs in this country. Shop at AuthenticallyAmerican.us, promo code AM970 to get 10% off your entire purchase. Promo code AM970. Where is yours made?
Be part of an extraordinary adventure to Israel this year. You're invited to the Stand With Israel Tour with Dr. Sebastian Gorka and Mike Lindell this December. Join AM 970 The Answer for a 10-day all-inclusive expedition into Israel's fascinating history, dynamic diversity, and significant future. Experience Jerusalem, modern Tel Aviv, Masada, and so much more, all in the comfort of first-class accommodations. Register today for the Stand With Israel Tour with Dr. Sebastian Gorka and Mike Lindell. Visit AM970TheAnswer.com.
There will be parties again soon, and family gatherings. There'll be parades and sporting events and concerts. To help our communities when they come back together, respond to the 2020 census now. Spend a few minutes online today to impact the next 10 years of healthcare, infrastructure, and education. Respond online today to make America's tomorrow brighter. Shape your future. Start here at 2020census.gov. Paid for by U.S. Census Bureau.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com. Everybody knows this guy.
No, everybody knows he can do a radio show.
Joe Piscopo. Mornings, 6 to 10 on AM970, The Answer.
There's a man right there, Philip Sace. Let it rip, big Al. Come on. Get this Tuesday started, baby.
Here comes the parade.
Oh, yeah.
Fools on display.
There's the man right there.
Black sparrows and clowns. They keep selling me out. You can't change me. No, I won't.
Workout song, man. Is that right? Let it rip out. Let it rip. I'm coming up the hills 100 and breathing heavy, pedaling too fast, looking like Jerry Lewis on the bike.
Waiting!
I got Philip Bass in my headphones, man, driving me. I'll tell you what, one of the great guitar players, such a decent gentleman, and just a great.
You refer to him as Steven.
Blues rock or whatever. He's just spectacular. And I got to tell you, tomorrow on today, I'm looking right now on Instagram, Philip says 3 p.m. Central Time. I guess that's, what is that?
4 o'clock.
4 o'clock our time. And you could go online, and he does, like, these discussions. I know because my son Michael goes online, and he talks about his style, what pedals he's using, what sound on the guitar he's using. It's been so, so helpful to my son. I was just very, very proud to know Philip Say, so you might want to check that out. That is
cool.
Today at 4. Yeah, imagine that going back and forth. And he does like this tutorial kind of for everybody, talking right there on Instagram. On Instagram. Adrian's been holding. Yo, Adrian. Adrian's on the phone. Can we get Adrian? Yo, Adrian. Adrian. Adrian, thank you for. Oh, please, you hear that? Like, you haven't heard that 1,000 times. Adrian, what's on your mind?
Thank you. Thank you. You were talking about the Wuhan lab, and apparently, let's not forget that, you know, we have socialists in Congress like Nancy Pelosi, who doesn't want an investigation the World Health Organization. She wants it funded. And let's not forget that Dr. Fauci, Dr. Hollywood, is heavily involved with Bill Gates. That's his partner. Okay, he's partners with Bill Gates, who's funding the World Health Organization. Dr. Fauci gave $3.7 million to the Wuhan lab.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
And who has the patent on this remdesivir? Who has the patent? China? Why are we dealing with that? Why can't we just use the hydroxychloroquine?
I'll tell you, Adrian, I think I have Adrian, thank you for listening, and thanks for calling. All valid points. And I got to be careful. Let me just lay it out before we break, and then Mike Gallagher is going to join us. The remdesivir is from Gilead, and I don't know. That's not a Chinese. I don't think China has the patent on that. So that remdesivir is when it's you're more severe. The case is more severe, and it's a drip. It's an IV drip. Very, very expensive drug, and you have that drug if, God forbid, you know, you're the coronavirus. You're in an advanced stage of COVID-19. The hydroxychloroquine, but it is like you could take it prophylactically, the hydroxychloroquine and the Z-Pak, as far as I know, and you might be able to take the remdesivir prophylactically. I'm not sure, but fact is, you're absolutely right. They have the drugs, man. I don't want to hear ventilators anymore. I don't want to hear we got to do this. I don't want to hear we got to lay in our house. You got to stay home. They've got the drugs out there, and I still hear on television, and it incenses me when they go, what's with this hydroxychloroquine? How many people have we talked on this show, talked to on the show, that have been cured because of hydroxychloroquine and the Z-Pak? I don't want to mention their names because I can think of them right now in my mind. How many people? And not to mention folks on the remdesivir. It's there. We're there. That's what you let the drug. I have a friend who told me, he was the pharmaceutical guy who was my mentor and a great guy that I work for all around the country. We go around and we talk to the top docs. This is the man I told you about that actually created the cocktail virtually cure AIDS. This is the guy. And I called him and I said, should we be scared? He goes, will you just go out and do what you want to do? I got the drugs if you need it. He said it like that, like my drug dealer, right? And he was talking about hydroxychloroquine and Z-Pak. He goes, I will deliver it to you personally, Joe, if you need it. I got it. They're blowing this way out of proportion. Then I read the CDC report. And thank you for breaking it down, by the way. Everybody on Twitter got back to me. They said after all is said and done, and in stone, it's not fact right now, but it's not 70,000 deaths. It's more like 37,000. They're counting everything as COVID-19. Yet if I sit and watch the news like I have to prepare for the show every afternoon, and I'm watching the network news, oh my gosh, I would go crazy. Please don't watch the news because they don't have the facts straight. 3,000 are going to die by September. Did you see that yesterday? No, that was fake news. That was just an estimate by some other government agency that had nothing to do with the task force. Please, just listen to us. We will be as straight as we can with you. We have no agenda except that we love you, and we want you to move on, and we want to get back to normal in the United States of America and around the world. 10 before 9 o'clock, Mike Gallagher is going to join us momentarily. Mike's up at 10:05. Right now, Debbie Duhame is with us. She has traffic on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, good morning, Joe. Good morning to our essential workers out here on the road. 17 eastbound, slowing down through the construction zone, getting down through Harriman, heading down toward the thruway. It's kind of busy on the southbound thruway by the Yonkers tolls. An accident over there to be aware of. Now, traffic is moving a little bit slowly on Vets Highway as you head out through 111 into Hop Hog. We're getting reports of a collision over there as well. It's still going to be stop and go for you on the Cross Bronx West right through 3rd Avenue. A disabled vehicle. It's in the central lane. Stop and go westbound Bruckner getting down toward the RFK Bridge. It's ongoing construction over at the Queens Midtown Tunnel. Harlem River Drive southbound slowing down through the 140s. And on the Staten Island Expressway westbound right at Highland Boulevard. Watch out for some ongoing road work heading through that area as well. Mount Prospect Ave by Bloomfield Ave in Newark Construction. 46 East International Drive in Mount Olive. An accident there. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, this is Joe Piscopo with Everyday Heroes.
What is America to me?
This pandemic has been very tough on all of us. It's put a strain on our health, our psychological well-being, our finances and families. It's also brought out some of the best in people. We have seen countless examples of businesses and individuals going above and beyond the call of duty to selflessly help their neighbors. If you know someone who fits the bill, let us know. Tell us their stories. Tell us who deserves to be recognized. And we just might feature them on our show. Leave Frankie Five Boroughs a message, 816-816. 8 Morano, 816-866-7266. Tell us which everyday hero deserves some special recognition. You can also reach us online at am970theanswer.com.
What is especially the people that's America.
I'm Joe Piscopo with Everyday Heroes on AM 970, The Answer.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents.
And Doug.
Breathe out and repeat after me. Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Your bird is eating my candles.
Your bird is eating my candles.
No, seriously, he's making a mess.
No, seriously.
Liberty. Get a customized quote at libertymutual.com.
If you're in pain, you want out of pain. Of course you do, but guess what? People you know and love would like to see you out of pain, too. Larry Elder here. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of Relief Factor, tell me whole families can be helped when one of the family gets out of pain. Back to having fun together, walking, hiking, traveling. Or here's one, sleeping through the night without waking up your mate. Everyone wins when you get out of pain, which is exactly why Pete and Seth created the 3-week quick start. About $1 a day to see if we can get you out of pain. And after that, less than the cost of a cup of coffee a day to stay out of pain. The 3-week quick start is like a trial pack, and it can be at your door in about 2 to 3 days. Let's face it, getting older, exercise, and even everyday living can create pain. But don't order Relief Factor just for yourself. Order it for your friends and your family. They miss the old you. LOL. The 3-week quick start at relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, 800-500-8384.
Joe on the radio. Mike Gallagher is coming up momentarily. I'm not like driving. I'm driving Al crazy in between commercials. Hey, can I tell you about Mike Connors? Okay, and then we're going to talk to Mike Gallagher. Mike Connor, by the way, you're worried now. What's going to happen? You really, you get introspective at this time, right? That's what I did, but it was before the pandemic. I was introspective anyway because I'm like a worrywart dork dad, you know? And so my son Joey says to me, you got to talk to Mike Connor's dad because you got to get your estate in order. And I go, nah. I put it off. You know what? I'm telling you, like my son told me, because you are family. And we appreciate you always being with us on this radio family journey, you know. You got to take care of your financial assets. You got to take care of your financial legacy. You know why? There's Mama Lukes out there waiting to take it all away. And the first Mama Luke is the federal government. Oh, please. Ask Mike Connors about the Mama Luke clause, and he'll explain to you what you can do. I'm telling you, in the security of your own home, Mike is offering this special service to you. I just love the Connors family. Beth and Mike, just spectacular people. They are offering a free initial comprehensive telephone consultation with Mike himself to discuss your issues and concerns from the security of your own home. Here's a number for Mike, please. You got to call Mike, please. Say, I heard you on Joe. What is the Mama Luke clause? Ask him. I swear to goodness gracious, he has an answer for you. 718-238-6500. 718-238-6500. Mike Connors, there's the man at Connors and Sullivan. 718-238-6500. Or again, ConnorsandSullivan.com.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island, hear about it with Joe Piscopo. Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Mike Gallagher is with us. He's up at 10:05. Kind enough to join us in the morning. Mike, how you doing this morning, my brother? How are you?
Hey, my brother. Happy Tuesday. It's kind of weird here on our end. I mean, it's back to work Tuesday for us. I'm back in the studios in Florida for the first time. So this is kind of a big deal because it feels such. It's like liberating. It's a commute. You know, got in the car, drove to work. And very few people at the radio station still, but it's a different feeling from working at home, Joe.
Mike, you're a big star. You have millions of listeners. Seriously, I say that with respect. So, but you got in a car. What was your feeling when you got in? Because sometimes when I go out and I make my foray at the public in my hazmat suit, I'm still a little cautious. I'm still a little cautious. Are you cautious a little bit when you look to somebody? Don't look at me. Don't touch me. I see you. Hi. I'm not Jake.
Stay away. Stay back. Get away. Right? Stay back. Right? Please. I mean, and yet, you know, Joe, there's a lot of people who aren't going to probably follow those social distancing guidelines. I mean, I had a carpet cleaner in the condo yesterday, young guy, probably 30 years old. And he was up showing me on the app. He was like getting closer and showing me. And I'm like, can you back up? I mean, I didn't say that, but it really is a mindset. You know, the senators went back to work this week on Capitol Hill. Yeah. They're all wearing masks. And you know, look at the NYPD. Man, I have such love and respect for New York cops as you
do.
And look at Pat Lynch, the PBA president, sending out a statement today.
Yeah.
The NYPD needs to get cops out of the social distancing enforcement business altogether. That horrible video showing a plainclothes cop really wailing on a guy for, you know, getting involved, and they're trying to enforce dragging people around. That's not
ridiculous.
Something I think Pat Lynch is right. He said they've given us nothing but vague guidelines. We're trying to do our job, and the police are in an untenable position. So bravo, Pat Lynch, on that. We're going to break it down today at 10:05.
We'll be listening at 10:05. God bless.
Thank you, Joe.
Be safe.
God bless.
We love you,
love
Mike.
You. Take care.
God, love you, too, Mike Gallagher. Hey, Joe Lumberg, how are we doing weather-wise today, my friend?
Today's going to be a cool but nice day with sunshine low, maybe even mid-60s in a few places, but enjoy it because tomorrow the clouds thicken up. We get some rain in the afternoon and evening. We're only in the 50s. Back into the low and mid-60s on Thursday. More rain Friday, then Saturday's going to be windy and cool with clouds and sun and maybe a shower. It's not going to be nice to start the weekend.
Thank you, Joe. Dr. Ian Smith coming up, and Rajil Bear as well. Don't you go away.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
49 degrees at 8:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The New York City subway shutdown takes place overnight from 1 until 5 in the morning. It'll start on Wednesday. All 472 subway stations will close daily for deep cleaning. The MTA will schedule extra buses, which will be free overnight. MTA officials say the overnight cleaning will go from May 6th until the end of the pandemic. Utah State Police say they caught a 5-year-old driving his parents' car down a freeway. The boy is said to have left his Ogden home after an argument during which his parents refused to buy him a Lamborghini. Police stopped the boy on an interstate where he reportedly said he was going to California to buy the luxury car for himself. Officers thought at first that the driver was simply impaired. Troopers said on Twitter that despite his expensive plans, the young boy was only carrying about $3 at the time. Oil prices are surging with investors betting on risking demand prospects as lockdowns begin to ease. International benchmark Brent crude is up $2.03 a barrel to $29.23. West Texas Intermediate crude is up $1.83 to $24.61 a barrel. Investors are hoping demand will rise with a number of U.S. states and nations in Europe moving to relax the lockdowns they put in place to slow the spread of coronavirus. Tom Cruise looking to go where no actor has gone before. The Mission Impossible star reportedly working with SpaceX and NASA to develop a film shot in outer space. Deadline reports the film is in the early stages of liftoff. You now know what's going on. I'm Al Gattulo, AM 970, The Answer.